This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Joining me now inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Sarah Lear, Managing Director of Trike Theater. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. And the holiday season is upon us, and kids are getting out of school and taking some time off from classes. But at Trike Theater, you guys are already registering for your spring classes?
We are. We just finished our fall classes, a session of that, and they were very successful. And we had people, upon leaving the class, ask, when are the spring classes? And we handed them a flyer. We're ready to go. So we have spring classes starting January 30th and extending till April 13th. So it's a 10-week session, and they will have classes once a week. So if it's Mondays, it's 10 Mondays. If it's Tuesdays, it's 10 Tuesdays. So we've set it up that way, and it seems to work well. Once a week, you come and get your dose of theater. So it works out well. And then we know that spring break will be in the middle of that, so we won't have classes March 19th through the 23rd.
Okay. What are some of the classes you got going?
So we have story drama for the four-year-old to pre-K set, and that's really investigating literature, being inside of a book and a story and imagining that. We have a class called Mary Poppins Musical Theater, The World of Mary Poppins, and that's going to be exploring songs and dances from the show that's going to be at the Walton Arts Center in April.
Oh, that's right.
So we're hoping to go as a group and finish out the class with all they've learned and then go see the production, which should be amazing.
Oh, very cool.
I know. I had a chance to see it a couple years ago. It's unbelievable. So we have another story drama class. We have two sections of that, give people some options. And then we have a young actors class. Young actors class is more performance-based. It's for the K through second grade set, and they will be invited to help with the sets and the props, and it really is geared more towards performance. And then we have Improv Olympics. So Improv Olympics will be a little competitive improv, and I told you last time we had younger, third through sixth improv, and then we had seventh through 12th. Both of those classes were hilarious. And on the last day, they did some improv for their families and parents and friends, and it was absolutely hilarious. I was on the floor every week. So we have some really, really talented kids that come.
All right. With the Olympics, it's competitive and...
Yeah. The plan is to split them into teams and do a little competitive improv. And I think it'll work out really well. So, you know, just incorporate some more, as more improv we could do, then we love it. So that's great.
All right. And if parents are interested in signing their kids up, it's for 18 and under?
Yeah, it's ages 4 through 18.
Okay.
And so we have a number of ways people can sign up on our website, which is www.triketheater.org. And there's an online registration piece right there through PayPal. It's pretty easy. You can download a form from the website, send it in to us with a check if that's more beneficial, or you can go ahead and give us a call. And our number is 866-331-3681. And we'll be happy to register people over the phone as well.
Okay. And that's all coming up at the end of January. But if you can't wait that long, you guys have some stuff going on fairly soon with the Dramatic Book Club.
Yeah, the Dramatic Book Club is a program that's funded in part by the Arkansas Arts Council, which is an agency of the Arkansas Department of Heritage, and part of that funding comes from the NEA as well. And we are very lucky to have that grant. It's an arts and education grant, and we have Dramatic Book Club happening in each of the four public libraries in Northwest Arkansas for a 9-month process, and those dates can be found on our website as well. But I wanted to tell you about the ones coming up.
Yes.
Fayetteville Public Library is at 10:30 on the 19th. On December 20th, it's Springdale Public Library at 4 p.m. And then December 21st, it's Rogers Public Library at 10:30. And we also do this program in pre-K centers in Rogers. And it's been amazing to offer it for free. Librarians have been incredible. The teachers at the pre-K centers have been so supportive. And basically, it invites preschoolers, those that are learning to read, and those that maybe are just exploring books a little bit, to come and be in a book. Mm-hmm. And I told you guys about that last time, but it's really active, and it is a kinesthetic experience, and the kids love it. And we have people come back time after time. And it's part of a regular story time at the public libraries. It's just something a little bit different. And one of our main thrusts of this program is to have families involved. So you're on the floor, you're sitting with your kids, or it's a caregiver or a grandma or an aunt or anyone that brings the preschooler to the public libraries, you're invited to join in.
And do you have to sign up for this, or is this something you just drop in at the library and
just
participate?
Drop in, participate. We're really anxious to hear feedback because we hope this program will be something that we'll do in the future. And so it's something that we want people to be a part of and tell us more about how they feel about it.
So you've got your classes coming up. You've got the book club. Is there any other news up at Trek Theater?
Well, we are continuing our partnership with the Walton Arts Center with Digging Up Arkansas,
oh, right.
which is theater for young audiences. And the plan is for a state tour in the spring.
Okay.
And so we're getting all of that finalized, and it is something that we're really, really looking forward to. And we did this last year, and it'll be done again this year. And we just can't wait. So those are the three main focuses of TRIKE: our outreach, Dramatic Book Club's an example, mm-hmm. our academy, our classes and camps, and then our theater for young audiences. And Digging Up Arkansas is a perfect example of that. So, I mean, our gifts from individuals help keep us going. And so we have an I Like TRIKE fundraising campaign going on right now. And we have an opportunity for people to donate online. And that's front of our webpage, first thing you see at the top. And it's just super easy. Click there. And it's a tax-deductible donation because we're a 501c3 nonprofit. And it's going really well. We have people responding and friends of ours who are saying, you know, we've supported TRIKE and this is our gift. And it's been really wonderful to have individuals say, you know, we love what you do. So
if anybody wants any more information about the classes or anything else that TRIKE Theater is doing, they can go to mm-hmm. TRIKE.org.
TRIKETheater.org, yes, with an R-E spelling. And, we love to get feedback and we would love to see more people in classes up there.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.